This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Lee.
Good
How are you doing?
Karen. Doing okay.
Good. Fantastic. Not so good in D.C.
Yeah, this is just horrific.
Heartbreaking. Oh, he had already bought her the ring.
Yeah.
She didn't know. She's never going to know because she was assassinated by a left-wing lunatic.
Yep.
And folks, this is exactly what Marco Rubio tried to warn us about. Literally over the last 48 hours, as Marco Rubio was asked, our Secretary of State, again and again and again by enraged Democrats at these hearings. Last 2 days, I got a bunch of audio on it. But can't you please just let violent Palestinian activists stay? Please. Jewish students will get over it if they can't go to class. He said, no, I pulled 2,000 visas. I'll pull 2,000 more. I've been screaming about this for a year. What are you watching? You are watching the merger of the Democrat Party and of Iran. You are watching openly John Kirby spokesperson Joe Biden admit, yeah, Iran funds a lot of these demonstrations. You mean the ones in which Democrat kids are marching around on campus, terrifying Jews, spitting on them, where the administrations of these campuses, universities tell the Jewish students to stay home, it's too dangerous for you, but let foreigners on campus who aren't even students to terrorize them. Yeah, those. Partially funded by Democrat donors, partially funded by Iran. How is that even legal? I can't imagine. There is a nexus of terror starting on our campuses. That is where the radicalization happens. When you look into the visa histories of many of these people, we have done it. Their family members are literal terrorists. One guy the Democrats are advocating for, I'll pull the paper again, Lee. His cousin was on the hang glider that went in to Israel. Called him a martyr. Another one, New York Post, is advocating for the violent end of Western civilization. Democrats are fist in the air. We love it. March with us. We hate America too. These aren't a couple of kids asking some questions about Israel, as kids always have, marching around and protesting. These are violent terrorists, terrorist supporters from other countries. Here's Danny Dayan, former Israeli ambassador, and Carly Shimkus, on who this 30-year-old shooter was who put his fist in the air and yelled, Free Palestine. Where did he learn to do that before killing this beautiful, innocent young couple? Where did he learn to do that? Marco Rubio is utterly vindicated this morning. Pull another 2,000 visas, wipe them out. No more of these people on our campuses. I'm all for the First Amendment. I love the First Amendment, Lee. And there is absolutely nothing whatsoever keeping you from experiencing the First Amendment on X in your country. Do it from Syria. Do it from Palestine. I don't care where you do it from. Not our campuses. Who was this guy? Who was this shooter?
We do know that he was 30 years old from the Chicago area and apparently a member of a radical left-wing group that advocated on behalf of Palestinians.
Of course he was.
What do you think about where he was radicalized? A radical...
It should be stopped.
Well, we don't know a whole lot about the suspect just yet, although we do know that he was 30 years old from the Chicago area and apparently a member of a radical left-wing group that advocated on behalf of Palestinians. What do you think about where he was radicalized?
Sorry about that,
Rita. You know, the first thing I did when I heard about this terrible news is to see in which college he studied. And he studied in the University of Illinois in Chicago. Then I went to the social media of students supporting Students for Justice on Palestine, so-called Students for Justice in Palestine. Actually, they are students for the annihilation of Israel in that specific university. And I found that it's one of the most vicious, most virulent, one of the most nasty chapters of this terrorist sympathizing organization. So, you know, when in the legitimate discourse, protected discourse in these colleges, this include statements like globalize the intifada, eliminate the state of Israel, every Zionist is a legitimate target, then you should not be surprised that it happened. I didn't look about the faculty in this specific university, but I would not be surprised. It's also the faculty in this specific university indoctrinated the assassin, the murderer, Rodriguez, in this direction. You cannot...
This is an absolute disease on our campuses. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is not, should we support Israel? Should we fund Israel? Should, you know, what should our military involvement be with the Israelis? That's a fine debate to have. We can have that debate. That's no problem. This is mass murder. This is what this is. These are people who advocate for mass murder and recruit for terror. That is who they are. They're on our campuses. The left loves them, wants to keep them there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What you're going to have is a recruitment nexus, and eventually we're going to be talking about terrorist groups on campus who, you know, are planning terror attacks. That this is all coming. It's so obvious that this is coming. But the good news is Marco Rubio is not stopping. He did not apologize, and he didn't back down or flinch one iota. We're not even at 72 hours before he was vindicated. On this idea that no, you don't deserve to be able to come here on a visa. He was arguing with Pramila Jayapal just yesterday. But they should have First Amendment rights. No, they shouldn't. They are not Americans. You come here to advocate for designated terror groups? Lee, what part of material support for terror do these people not get? I don't understand. It's not legal. I can't go on my Twitter feed and try to recruit for ISIS. That is illegal. That's not free speech. And I'm an American. You can't do that.
If you are on a visa, you are a guest in this country. Now, this country offers a hospitable way for people to enter this country who are citizens of another country. But if you violate the rules, the paradigms of that relationship, then this nation, this sovereign nation, has every right to tell you, get out. And if you violate our laws, we have every right to imprison, well, try and convict and then imprison or deport those individuals. You are a guest. If someone comes into my house and I offer them an opportunity to stay and sleep in a bedroom, if they violate what I say happens in my house and I tell them to leave and they say, no, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay in this bedroom. That's not going to end well. And it's the same thing. You are a guest when you are on a visa in this country. And we have every right as a sovereign nation to do anything within the human rights issues to get them to go if they are being a troublemaker, if they are violating our rules, our social norms, or whatever, or our laws. We have every right to tell them to leave or to forcibly remove them.
We do. And again, I remain confused about, Hamas is a designated terror group. It has been so since the 1990s. It has the same designation as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. And so I do not understand how you could be on campus materially supporting this group.
Yeah.
Advocating for them, handing out flyers for them, lauding their heroes as martyrs. I don't get it. I've been saving this audio, actually meant to get to it earlier in the week, and it's just sitting here. I was going to play it yesterday, ironically. And they had a Zoom call among the student leaders of these groups that are on a lot of our campuses now, at least the more liberal ones. This is a Sound Me Down official by the name of Muhammad Khatib. I just want you to hear the kind of things that are said on these calls.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
Yeah, right there on the Zoom. Yeah. They're not hiding it because they know these liberal officials love this. You say this, you're getting a visa, you're getting into Ivy League schools. They can't get enough of it. Let me play this again. This is one of the leaders. This is one of the student groups, okay? This is bigger than let's have a debate about Israel.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, he's just simply calling for the overthrow of the U.S. government. So,
which is what the Democrats want to do. So, I mean, they think this is great, right? Do you think this is one thing we can learn from these people? Until the bombs start going off, yeah, you'll learn plenty of things. This is Lee, the same call. This is Students for Justice in Palestine. So these groups coordinate, okay? They are funded by our enemies. They are funded by Iran, and these are the kind of things, these talking about these groups, not the individuals, these are the kind of things that they say on these calls.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism. Destroy,
by the way, free Mumia, that he's a cop killer, just so we're clear where we're going on this.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism and the system of extraction that it relies on to perpetuate itself. And we will do it by organizing in a manner that actively undermines and destabilizes the legitimacy and the, you know, power of the state and the power and legitimacy of capitalism.
They're not hiding it. This is why Democrats love them and march with them. And now we've got an assassination. Lee, this is the same thing that led that other Democrat left-wing lunatic to attempt to hurt Josh Shapiro's family, the governor of Pennsylvania. Yeah. It's going to be every week now. This is what, if you listen to news and radio in the Middle East, this is what it sounds like, except it's here now. It's here now, and it's got to stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.